You know, when you grow up as a kid, you envision life to be a certain way. Like maybe you dream about being an astronaut or the president, and some people do that. I think also when you start getting a little bit older and you start thinking about like who you have a crush on or what you find attractive, you're like, oh my gosh, like one day when I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or wife, this is what they're going to look like. This is what they're going to be like. And well, then reality hits, and for some people... It's not quite what you expected. Not in a bad way, but 833-JOE-ALEX. How is your significant other that you have now? How are they different from, I guess, when you were a little kid, the dream guy or dream girl you just imagine yourself being with? I imagine my wife, Lindsay, for example, did not expect to land a handsome, bald, fat guy with a beard. But gosh darn it, she did. So lucky for her. Now, I don't know, but I feel like she would have liked, who was it, Zachary Taylor Thomas from like Home Improvement back in the day?
Yeah, I think Porkchop knows more about him than I do.
Maybe that's Porkchop's. I don't even know if Porkchop has a guy or a girl, because this will be interesting. 833-JOE-ALEX, though. But let's go around the room. Liv the Web Girl. Like, you got your guy now, Jewel Daddy. How would you describe your current boyfriend?
My current boyfriend is very, very laid back. He is very funny. He is just very subtle, I would say. Everything, like his jokes are kind of subtle.
Is that what you would have expected when you were younger, or what you imagined your dream guy would be?
Absolutely not at all. I was imagining my dream guy. I thought that they would be loaded, like money out the butt. Like, rich, rich, rich. And I was also, like, I just imagined that, like, I would marry someone one day or be with someone one day who was really, really bossy.
So, like, he's kind of a pushover then? Or, like, what do you, like...
No, I mean, Jewel Daddy's not a pushover at all. He can be bossy. But, like, he very much, like, listens to what I have to say. And he doesn't, like, boss me around. He, like, lets me do my own thing. I'm a very, very weird individual.
Yeah.
And he lets me be weird. I mean, he might shake his head and, like, laugh or be like, you're embarrassing. But it's not like he's like, stop, or like, do this, do that. Like, you should do this. And I think when I was little, I don't know why, but, like, I associated, like, a really strong man with, like, being bossy.
Okay.
And also, I kind of attributed bossiness to like trying to protect.
Now, Porkchop, when it comes to you, how is your significant other Chase? How is he different than, I guess, what you imagine you'd be with later in life, like when you were a child, what you dreamed? And if you want to join in, by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX, I'd love to hear what you dreamed of and what you have now.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I was even going to be with a guy up until I was with Chase. So
you were, as younger, you think you were attracted to girls at the time?
Well, definitely when I was younger, I thought I was going to, you know, end up being with a female. But, I didn't have anything in particular. I just, because I love everyone.
So, like, when you were younger, you never, like, imagined yourself getting married and, like, what it would look like and, like, what the girl would look like?
I mean, yeah, no, I definitely imagined myself getting married and, you know, having kids and a family. But I don't think I never, like, envisioned
like your significant other that much.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if that's, you know, because you were kind of confused, maybe.
Who knows? Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What about you, man? What did you envision as a child, and what are you working with now for your dream person, your significant other?
So, like, growing up, my parents were divorced, so I never knew how a relationship was supposed to look. And I kind of based all my assumptions off of Disney movies, like Aladdin.
Yes, me too.
Okay. I mean, that actually makes a lot of sense. I'm not laughing at you. Okay.
So, like, growing up, I treated all the girls like, you know, Disney princesses. Well, turns out that's not how you're supposed to treat girls. So I ended up getting cheated on by pretty much every girl I dated.
What do you mean you're not supposed to treat them like Disney princesses?
Well, you treat a girl like a Disney princess, and she's going to treat you like Aladdin with no money. I don't know.
Oh.
She'll go for Gaston. In reality, no. Girls, I feel like girls don't want to be treated like a Disney princess.
I don't feel like that's all girls, but I feel like, I mean, there definitely was a point in my life where I would have gone for, like, the Gaston, but that's also because, like, I didn't love myself fully. But now that, like, I love myself and I've really grown into my own person and, like, who I am and, like, genuinely myself,
yeah,
that's why it works with me and Jewel Daddy because he's nothing that I would have imagined, but he's like perfect for me.
Let's talk to Stephanie this morning at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. All right, Stephanie, and for everybody else who's tuning in, what is it when you were a young girl you imagined this is what I'll be with this person, and what do you got now?
Okay, so I am married with a 2-year-old, and when I was growing up, I was like Liv, and I wanted to marry someone rich and, you know, have all the money. And I always say God has a funny sense of humor because now I'm married to a Richard, but not the rich I was talking about.
Okay, so you got a little bit of the rich you were looking for, Stephanie. That's not terrible.
Oh, my gosh, that's actually hilarious.
Hey, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to, is this Anna? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey.
What up? What about, what's your case where you were a young little girl and you imagined what life would be like, and what are you working with now?
Well, when I was little, I went to my aunt's wedding, and she had this beautiful, white, gorgeous church, gorgeous ceremony, gorgeous reception wedding, and I was just sitting there. I was like, okay, I want that. Well, been divorced now for about 4 years. My first marriage was far from it. So I'm kind of still hoping that I could still get something like that. But being married for 6.5 years the first time around, I'm kind of happy if I don't, if I don't get married again. But I am still hoping for my dream guy for sure.
Aww.
All right, Anna. Thank you.
Good luck. We hope you find your dream guy.
Yeah, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Oh my gosh, Joe, that is so savage.
I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying, geez.
That is so savage.
It's kind of sad.